let me tell you something, brother. You're listening to the Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown with Cool Dude Steve in Bodacious April. April and the Franken Cultists run wild over you, dude.
To Frankensteiner Presents Dynamite Smackdown, the only wrestling podcast where the two hosts kiss on the lips every day.
We don't.
I am your host, Eba Corny. That is my co-host in life and love, April.
Hi.
What's happening?
Corona.
It's Corona time. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, Corona has taken over the world. Quite literally.
The end.
We'll get into it a little bit more for SmackDown, but it's changing everything. The Ring of Honor show is canceled. Matt Hardy pulled out of FSW this weekend.
But you can still go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's still going to be WrestleMania. Don't worry. And as we all know, wrestling fans are the neatest fans.
And they're just going to travel from all over the world, even though they're not allowed to.
Yeah, I mean, half the people can't even come anyway. There's a 30-day ban.
No, they're going to make it. They're going to get here at all costs because of WrestleMania.
An underground ho train, if you will.
It's crazy.
Let's get right into it. March 11th, 2020. AEW Dynamite. The show starts off with Tony Schiavone interviewing Hangman Page. Talking to him about the match he has a little bit later. He says he will never team up with Matt Jackson.
And Hangman Page is no longer drinking anyone's beer.
Yeah, he released a statement that he's not taking beers from anybody. He will take closed beers.
I wouldn't do that either.
He's also switching to whiskey.
Stupid.
First match of the night, we get Ortiz versus Cody. Pretty good match, back and forth. Cody's a great wrestler. We get Lance Archer coming through the crowd with Jake the Snake, which is kind of disappointing. I know we were talking last show.
Who else would he have had, though?
Brody Lee.
But that would be better as an exalted one.
You think Brody Lee is better as a leader of a cult?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he's better as like a hired gun, like just a bad, mean guy. Matt Hardy is better as a leader of a cult.
He's better as a leader of a cult, but I don't see that other guy as a hardcore, scary dude. He's not. He just did not look like that kind of character to me.
Luke Harper?
Yeah, I don't feel like he's a scary dude.
He's like 6 foot something.
So are you, and I'm not afraid.
You should be.
I'm not.
How dare you? So they just stand at the crowd and kind of watch. At one point, Lance Archer wants to like attack Cody, and Jake backs him off. Something to stop. Really great match. Ortiz and Santana have proven themselves over and over again that they can go singles as well as tag matches. Cody hits the figure four, actually. And Ortiz taps out.
Bye.
What would you grade this opener?
So I feel like in general, I shouldn't grade this show. I really wasn't paying attention.
What is all this for, then?
You can grade it. I watched all of SmackDown and... B. Wow.
We did not watch all of SmackDown.
I did. I watched it at work.
Oh, you saw... Good. Mm-hmm. That'll be what you can cover then.
Cause... Yeah, well, I couldn't... I had to write a paper for school. So I was paying attention, but I wasn't. But I paid attention to the women's match.
Well, I mean, there was a... For SmackDown, there was 45 minutes where you had already seen it.
Yep, exactly.
After the match... Santana attacks Cody. Arn Anderson gets involved. Omega and Matt run down. Make the save. And then Jericho shows up on the old big screen there.
And he said, your friend.
Where's Nick? Where's Nick at?
Nick's dead.
Nick's dead under a garage door.
Yeah.
Blood dripping from his mouth.
I would consider that like a gate.
It's like a roll down door.
Mm-hmm. It's a roll down gate door. He's dead.
Either way, he's dead.
Either way.
Next match, we get Statlander and Sheeta versus Nyla Rose and Bea Priestley.
So I watched like pretty much this match.
Yeah.
I like that.
Bea Priestley?
No. I like the...
Nyla Rose?
No. I like Sheeta. The Asian girl.
I know. Bea Priestley's pretty good too, though.
She's all right, yeah.
Tony Schiavone at one point during commentary says that she's improved immensely from the last time we saw her, which was like...
Who's the one that was the worst in this match?
Nyla Rose.
No. It was my girl that I want to do so well.
No, it was Nyla Rose. You're wrong.
No, it wasn't. She actually did all right. I liked her spear. I thought she was good. And then Chris Statlander is just so slow to me. Like, she's so slow moving.
Which is crazy because I've seen her wrestle dudes and she's super fast.
She looks slow.
Slow Joe. Mm-hmm. Nyla Rose and Bea Priestley win. After the match, Bea Priestley attacks Nyla Rose, holds the belt in front of her face. What would you grade this tag team match?
It was like a B-.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Rose hit the spear and bomb on Statlander for that pin, by the way. Mm-hmm. Then we get a Dark Order video package, which isn't the Dark Order. It's Cruiser Daniels.
And I was so confused. I'm like, wait, isn't that the other guy?
I'm like, oh, it's Christopher Daniels. And then you were like, yeah, isn't that Christopher Daniels? Yes.
Bitch.
Basically just mocking the Dark Order and challenging Evil Uno to a singles competition. We get the match that's been hyped up for a minute. MJF, Butcher and the Blade with the Bunny and Wardlow versus Jurassic Express. Before they're even in the ring, Luchasaurus kicks Marco Stunt in the face.
Whoopsie.
And Marco Stunt looks so sad standing on the apron. Yeah. Really good match. Marco Stunt, MJF really play well off of each other. Luchasaurus takes a big dive. Marco Stunt takes a big dive. Jungle Boy takes a big dive.
Diving.
Yeah. Really, really good. At one point, Marco Stunt hits a huge DDT on MJF, tells Jungle Boy to get in, like starts stomping a mud hole on MJF in the corner. He tells Jungle Boy to get to the top rope. They're going to do a dive. There's some schmoz, and MJF pins Marco Stunt.
Boo.
Salt of the earth. Blade attacks Boy. April said that the bunny was not wearing underwear.
I was like very curious if she was wearing underwear.
I'm sure you weren't the only one.
Well, honestly, most chicks that would wear an outfit like that would not wear panties.
I would triple panty it up.
No.
I need protection.
Yeah, who does need to triple panty it up?
Sammy?
Daniel Bryan.
How dare you?
Aww.
We get a Darby Allin video where he's wearing a mask of Chris Jericho and he's also wearing a mask of Sammy. And then the Sammy Darby Allin gets zipped up in a body bag and dragged behind a truck that Darby Allin is also driving. It's pretty cool. Spooky. We get... What do you think of these Darby video packages?
They're pretty cool.
Pretty interesting. Flamethrowers and body bags. Shivani's back out interviewing Britt Baker.
Britt.
Shit's all over the crowd. Shit's all over Utah. No drinking, no fun, no caffeine. Yeah. And then Big Swole comes out. And they talk shit back and forth to each other.
About their husbands?
Yeah, we learned that Big Swole is married to Cedric Alexander.
Didn't know.
Who's been doing amazing on WWE. Aww. Buried. Baker throws hot coffee on Big Swole and runs away. Next matchup. Joey Janela in Private Party versus the Death Triangle. Which is Phoenix, Pentagon, and Pac.
I didn't watch this. Nope.
Fail. Sorry. Really good match. Joey Janela is awesome, as usual. At one point, Private Party did a Hurricane Rana to Ray Phoenix off the top rope. Ray Phoenix flew off. Joey Janela caught him for a Death Valley driver. Then they hit a Swanton in the other corner. Awesome teamwork from a team that really doesn't team up that often. There was like a super silly string, I think they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Death Triangle wins.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces, and then I saw that they won.
Joey Janela does hit a huge suicide dive out to the outside. It's pretty cool. If you watch Joey Janela and really pay attention, after he hits a big move, he always puts his arms in the air.
Yeah, no, I've paid attention. He's
great.
He's a kooky kook.
I love it. What do you have a grade for this match?
I didn't really watch enough.
A minus.
Okay.
After the match, Death Triangle attacks the three and puts them all in like submission holds.
And then your homies come out.
Best friends. They come out for the save. Trent's not wearing a shirt. Orange Cassidy's there. That brings it to an A+.
Stupid.
Then we get Lexi, who does backstage interviews with Dustin Rhodes, who says, whether Hangman Page likes it or not, I'm your partner. And we're going like, to do cowboy shit.
Earlier, and now you are.
You know what? She's still better than 95% of the interviewers on WWE. Yeah, we get a Moxley interview with Jim Ross where Moxley just says, hey, you're focusing on the Elite in your cage match, and I'm in your blind spot, and that should scare you. So we'll see some more shit from Moxley soon enough.
Because of Corona.
Right. Then we get the Inner Circle, consisting of Chris Jericho and Sammy, with the others on the outside, versus Hangman Page and Dustin Rhodes. I didn't feel like there was anything crazy in this match.
No.
Like, it was whatever. Dustin Rhodes was doing okay. Hangman Page is always good.
Just finish.
Jericho's fucking awesome. Sammy's awesome. Like, everybody's great.
Yeah, the whole group, the whole dynamic is cool, but like, yeah, it wasn't like spectacular.
No, Jericho was drinking a beer. Hangman Page hits him, takes the beer, drinks it.
How many of these wrestlers have Corona?
None.
Oh, come on.
None. Zero.
Okay. Okay.
If you're sitting front row, you can wash your hands. Let that be known.
What are you going to grade this match?
B.
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 B. And then you're going to grade... Wait, is that was the end of the show, right?
So Hangman Page does hit... the lariat on Sammy? Yeah, on Sammy.
Everyone comes running out.
Gets the 1, 2, 3. All Inner Circle jumps them.
Mm-hmm.
Cody comes out, gets beat up. They drag... Oh, Kenny Omega comes out. He also gets beat up. They drag Hangman Page to the stage because they're going to powerbomb him. Then Nick? Matt Jackson comes down.
Yeah, because the other one's dead.
Makes a save. Yeah, makes a save. Flips Hangman Page off.
Yeah.
Kind of like Hangman Page did last week. And then gets beat up for his troubles. Bunch of chair shots. Go off the air.
Back in. What would you grade this overall show?
Show, I would say, was a B. Nothing crazy. You know what? There's so much other shit going on. And it's like hard to enjoy.
Yeah.
Let's go to 313.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th was really weird.
Edition of SmackDown.
So, in case anyone has been just hiding in their own little bubble, since the coronavirus is spreading, people are not being able to go to shows. They're not doing big events, not events of like more than 150 people. So this show, last minute, they changed it. It was supposed to be in Michigan, and it was changed to the Performance Center with no audience.
Detroit. Empty arena.
No audience. Which
probably is also going to be Raw and will also be Dynamite.
And NXT. All of them.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So, this awkward show starts off with Triple H saying, welcome to the Performance Center. It's a 30,000 square feet facility with 1,000 rings and workout stuff. And
yeah,
state-of-the-art facility and blah, blah, blah. I don't know if you noticed, but, like, during the show, you could see people, like, working out. Did you notice that?
No.
Yeah. He said, you know, people from Roman Reigns to Sasha Banks, Bayley. He mentions Asuka, which kind of, like, spoiled her coming out.
Mm-hmm.
He said, they're all going to make their return tonight to the Performance Center. Mm. Which gets us into our first match, Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Bayley and Sasha come out.
And like, pretend there's a crowd?
Yeah,
kind of.
Sasha keeps putting her hand to her ear and, like, pointing at the crowd.
Yeah, and I'm like, what?
They keep asking where Paige is, and they're getting in Triple H and Michael Cole's face. Because Triple H is also on commentary.
Well, and yeah, and she was supposed to come.
Yeah.
Couldn't get there.
And then Triple H goes, yeah, Michael, where's Paige? I'm tired of you making excuses.
Dude, basically Triple H is having a ball. I know.
What's wrong with you? And then Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross come out, make some weird comment about the tag titles. And I guess there was something on Twitter that happened.
Yeah, because I guess they want a challenge. They want to be the challengers.
Well, that'll be our match for WrestleMania, won't it?
Well, fake WrestleMania. There is no WrestleMania.
WrestleMania will always be WrestleMania.
I know, but there's
if they
just
do it at the Performance Center, they're going to extend it, and it's going to be 3 days long. It's going to be 12 hours.
They won't do it. I just have a feeling they should just delay it.
You can't delay it, though.
Why?
Because storylines, like, how much longer can you extend?
You better extend all
two
those.
Things. Goldberg and Roman Reigns.
Extend them.
And Bray Wyatt and
John
Cena.
I've been watching
John
Baron
Cena.
Corbin and Roman Reigns and Usos and all them face each other for like 8 months.
I know. This is supposed to be the time where we can get past it. So just do WrestleMania.
Yeah, but how?
In the Performance Center.
With no audience.
I don't care. Yes.
Wow. Steve does not care.
No, just get it over with. Get the title off Goldberg. Thank you.
It won't matter. There's nothing happening right now. Anyways, this match was weird. And then so I heard on Wrestling Observer that supposedly people could see that Bayley and Sasha were actually doing nothing during the commercial break.
It was the international feed.
Yeah.
And somebody like tweeted it. Yeah.
You saw it?
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, I didn't see it. I wanted to see.
They're just like, they're like talking and like moving the tag rope and some other shit. It's literally nothing. Yeah. I like, it's just, when they went to break, you and I were both like, oh, they should probably just stop wrestling. Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Like, no need to fucking exert yourself.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I don't know. I feel like as a character, I would want to continue wrestling even if the commercial
break
wasn't
no
there.
One? Yeah. For literally no one?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Totally. I would not.
If you're trying to be a performer or an actor, you totally should. It's like how people stay in character when they're not at work.
And those people are always considered assholes. Jim Carrey is Andy Kaufman. What's his name that was in There Will Be Blood and Lincoln? What's that guy's name? He's a huge actor.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
All considered assholes for doing that.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I've been listening to the Office podcast, and like, if you're already on set working, doing it, then why not? They're already wrestling in a wrestling match. I don't care. I don't care that they stood around. I'm just saying that for me personally, if I'm trying to perform in front of a fake audience and still be on TV, I would have just kept wrestling.
But I mean, really, it's like, okay, we're at commercial, and then, hey, we're coming back from commercial, and you just catch a headlock, and you go right back into it.
Yeah, I don't know. You know who kept wrestling? Daniel Bryan and Cesaro.
Well, because they're having fun. They
love
it.
You think the girls aren't having fun?
Daniel Bryan and Cesaro are like wrestlers.
That's a diss.
Like,
see?
No.
That's rude.
If I was to describe a wrestler, it would just be Cesaro. Like, he seems the type.
Sexist.
Yeah, let's go roll
you
around.
You are sexist.
I don't feel like Sasha Banks and Alexa Bliss are just going to wrestle for fun, is what I'm saying.
Okay. All right, hater. Go on.
Back and forth match. Nothing crazy. Asuka comes out from nowhere.
And just is dancing.
Well, I think she kicks Alexa.
Yeah, but she's like just doing a little dance. Oh, he's behind the couch.
Triple H makes a comment. Where did she come from? I didn't see her. She must have came from the crowd. She blended in. What would you grade this weirdo match?
I'm just going to give him like a B for effort in this empty arena.
At one point during the match, Nikki Cross is like trying to amp the crowd up.
Yeah, I know.
Triple H is like, what is she doing?
The best part about this is Triple H on commentary.
Oh, yeah. He's shitting all over Michael Cole.
Yeah. He was just like, what did he say? Oh, well, when he comes back. Because he leaves and then comes back and then he says that comment.
Yeah. He's like, all right, I got to go. I'm busy man. I got things to do. We come back for an interview with Roman Reigns and Michael Cole in the middle of the ring. Mm-hmm. Which was very weird as well, where he just shits all over Goldberg. Says that Goldberg went to Georgia. Mm-hmm. He's not sure how he can operate a bulldozer.
It's yeah. So weird. And I mean, like, they continuously acknowledge that there's no crowd, which makes it even weirder. Bah, 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 bah. They're like, how's it feel to come out and, like, there's no one here?
Yeah, Michael Cole's like, how weird is that?
He's like, it's very weird. Our entire job is based on getting emotion right, from the crowd.
I don't feel like Roman Reigns really wrestled the indies.
I don't know.
Like, because Daniel Bryan is probably used to wrestling in front of, like, yeah, five people. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing new.
Yeah.
We go backstage, and Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Nakamura mm-hmm. have been told they're not being interviewed. They've been bumped for the returning Jeff Hardy. Congratulations, Jeff.
Jeff Hardy, what a great return.
So Jeff just starts talking that he's glad to be back and can't wait to make a difference, and then King Corbin shows up.
He's like,
makes some off-color jokes.
Yeah.
Walking a straight line. Saying his alphabet backward. And then Jeff Hardy's like,
First of all, you should just say that sober. It's really hard to say the alphabet backwards.
No. Why would I ever be able to do that? Why do I need to know that?
Because if you have to do it while you're drunk.
They don't make you do that while you're drunk.
ZYXVW.
I don't know.
We suck. So then he's like, come wrestle me, bitch.
Well, no, Jeff's like, it's funny that you say that because I got a match. You didn't hear? It's with you.
Okay, he didn't say it that idiotic.
Hey, Jeff Hardy.
I can't.
And so, Baron Corbin's like, what?
Yeah.
And then who shows up, April?
And you can tell Baron Corbin wants to laugh. Like, you can tell he genuinely wants to just, like, laugh at this part. So it's also very, like, I feel like he can't get in character because he can't hear the crowd booing him. So he wants to, like, laugh when Elias walks up.
He just shits all over Elias again.
Yeah.
Elias is, like, going to start and Baron Corbin's like, I don't have time for this. And, like, walks off. And Elias is like, oh, you need to hear what's coming.
Okay, so Triple H was supposed to leave commentary. And he was like, okay, I got other things to do. I got to go work. And then he comes back. For this match.
Well, yeah. So we go to commercial. And when it comes back, they show the Daniel Bryan, Drew Gulak stuff. Daniel Bryan's nuts fell out during the match. If you want to go see that, April was very excited to see balls.
You know what? To be fair, everyone would be jumping on it if it was a boob.
Again, boobs are better than balls.
Nah.
If it was the whole hog, if it was balls and Frank and beans, it'd be different. Come in.
Come here.
Okay, sit.
Sit right here then.
Okay.
Play with mommy. Come on. Come here, mama. Lay right here. Okay. Special guest.
So, Daniel Bryan's talking to Drew Gulak just about, you know, like, hey, like, you really found my weaknesses. You had an answer for everything that's never happened before. Then Sami Zayn comes up with Cesaro and Nakamura. There's a back and forth. We get Cesaro versus Daniel Bryan, which at could have been an Iron Man match. They should have made it an hour-long match.
Oh, my God.
It would have been great.
Jesus.
I could watch those two wrestle all day.
Wait. When does the Elimination Chamber
that happens next?
Oh, okay.
Then we watch The whole fucking tag team elimination chamber match.
Crazy. Well, I did not watch it at all. I just went and did my homework at this point.
I zoned out. Full blown.
Did my homework.
It is the worst. Match wasn't that good. The elimination chamber match. So to watch it again sucked. Finally, after it ends, Miz and Morrison are in the ring.
Ho, ho. Hey, hey.
They just talk about how great they are, how nobody beat them, how nobody else is even there.
Yeah, and they don't even care.
Yeah.
And then they're like, if anyone objects,
yeah,
say something.
If anyone now says that we're not the best tag belts, tag champions, say something. Of course, nobody says something.
There's no one there. Ha, ha, ha.
They talk about their movies, and they're talking about Marine 3, 4, 5, and 6 versus Morrison's movie, the something Bounty Hunter. I can't remember.
Yeah.
A nothing
interview.
Yeah.
Like nothing.
Oh my God. Yeah. Then we got the stupid thing.
What stupid thing?
Just that tag team eliminate. We get Triple H holding a camera in Michael Cole's face.
When did he say that comment about Michael Cole?
Which comment?
The one that he's like, "Ah, you're pretty bad at commentary, so I have to come here and do it."
No, that was like, that was right before he left the first time, because he's like, "I'm not very good at this, so I'm gonna go ahead and leave." But everyone says you're not good at this either. So we get Mojo Rawley coming down and hyping up that Rob Gronkowski is showing up on SmackDown next week.
Yeah, and he keeps like messing up his microphone, and Michael Cole's trying to fix it. Yeah,
Michael Cole's like, be professional. And then Mojo just like shakes the hell out of Michael Cole, and then Triple H grabs Michael Cole and is shaking him too.
Yeah, you can tell like this show is just so goofy.
Triple H was just having fun.
Yeah, but like they couldn't like be as professional as they're used to, so they, yeah, just, they could get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
So
all the Mojo stuff happens while Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak are waiting for Sami Zayn.
So are they like buddies now? Daniel Bryan and Drew Gulak?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's like when Cesaro and Sheamus became a team.
Gotcha. Okay, so.
So we get Cesaro versus Daniel Bryan in an amazing match. I'm going to rate it now. It's an A.
Wow.
But great back and forth. These guys work amazing with each other. I
didn't see any balls, so I'm pretty disappointed.
There's no balls.
So I'm going to rate it a B for no balls.
For ballless.
Ballless.
Just fucking Cesaro so hard-hitting and Daniel Bryan's hard-hitting. Really, really good.
Yeah. And then you obviously saw afterwards when Cesaro said, if you would have told me I would have performed in front of an empty crowd with Daniel Bryan 10 years ago.
I would have said, yes, of course. But not that it was going to be for the WWF. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Whoa. Whoa. Whoa.
Big schmaz on the outside. They start beating everybody up. Like, oh, Shinsuke hits the ring after the win. Mm-hmm. They beat up Daniel Bryan. Gulak gets in and gets some like really good offense on them.
Yeah.
But Sami Zayn runs in. They beat everybody up. It's great. Then we get Jeff Hardy versus Baron Corbin. Take it, April.
I don't know exactly what happens.
I thought you said you watched it.
Well, I watched it, but I mean, like, Jeff Hardy wins. That's all I don't know any of the moves like you. I'm not the host of this show. But basically,
did Jeff Hardy hit a Swanton bomb?
Is that flippy thing?
Yes.
I don't know.
Did someone come out? Maybe Elias.
Well, Elias was on commentary.
Elias was on commentary?
Yeah, yeah.
He was that on commentary. That had to not be good.
I think it was funny. And Baron Corbin was like yelling at him
during the match.
Yeah. And Elias is just like,
can you say hello?
Say hi. Say,
no, dinosaur.
Mm. Yeah, no, but Elias was on commentary. So that's why Elias ended up like coming in. But I don't just read it.
They've renamed the Twist of Fate to the Twist of Fury, which everybody was all upset at Matt Hardy's wife because they've trademarked Twist of Fate. And then everyone's like, hey, that's a Matt Hardy. That was a Hardy Boys move. It wasn't just Matt. Why did he? And it was just a whole fucking thing. But Matt has come out to say, Jeff can use it. WWE just doesn't want to. So.
Mm.
And yes, Jeff Hardy does hit the Swanton Bomb for the win. 1, 2, 3.
That's not like a little spinny, jumpy thing.
Yes.
Cool.
What would you grade that match.
It was like a B. I mean, like, this, all this show is going to be to me is a B because of, like, the effort that they did for an empty arena. It's just weird. It's a weird show.
Then we get Triple H interviewing John Cena. Did you watch this?
Yes.
Can you recap this?
John Cena is basically saying that he, like, everybody always says that he wins everything, and he's like, then he started naming all the matches he's lost, which he brought up CM Punk. The only thing that's cool about this is, like, they can talk without being interrupted.
What?
Like, yeah.
What?
Or, like, CM Punk. CM Punk. Because he said
that'd be great
it.
If Michael Cole just started chanting it. On yeah.
We have our son in here.
What's that? Yeah, it is. Good job.
But basically, he's just saying that, like, the real problem with Bray Wyatt is Bray Wyatt or whatever.
Yeah, Bray's his biggest problem.
Yes. And then
Bray Wyatt comes out.
He does. And he's like himself, you know, as like Funhouse him, not the Fiend, just him. And cuts a pretty good promo, just basically saying, like, the voice is inside my head, and he sounds like he's
let me in.
Kind of schizo. Yeah. Oh, they did pretty good for cool. A promo that I feel like it's almost...
That to me would be the harder thing than wrestling without a crowd. Like,
really?
Cutting a promo without a crowd.
No, I think it's better without the crowd because the crowd is so sometimes annoying. Sometimes they could just, like, interrupt the pace or make you feel like they're not liking the promo, so they just didn't care. They just, like, they cut a promo and that was it.
Britt Baker definitely was thrown off during her promo because they started doing the what thing. It was very weird. I did notice.
Dumb. I hate the what thing. It's fucking stupid.
So we got three matches. What would you grade? What, pardon?
Elimination Chamber match.
Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, we didn't rate that show.
It wasn't good.
You didn't love the Elimination
Chamber? Daniel Bryan versus Drew Gulak was the best match.
Balls.
There was balls. The women's elimination chamber was horrible.
It was pretty bad.
The men's the tag team elimination chamber match was okay.
Mm-hmm. And then
AJ versus Aleister Black. It's whatever.
Damn, I don't even remember that match.
Because we were trying to fix the feed.
Oh yeah.
Seth Rollins and Murph versus.
So did AOP dude get injured during this match?
No, it was on Raw. Thank you. Was on Raw.
Yeah, that match was whatever.
But going forward, like we've talked, everything is basically coming from the Performance Center or Daily Plaza at Florida. With no audience, no crowd, only, you know, needed staff.
Yeah.
Meltzer's come out and made a good point that they, like, Dynamite should probably just record a month's worth of shows.
Yeah.
And just... you know, call it a fucking day. But it's a really weird world we're living in right now.
We don't even know if we're going to be able to go to our event, even though it's in May. Yeah. All or nothing. They have closed down all of the buffets on the strip.
All the shows. So NFL games, or NHL rather. There's no XFL. There's no NBA.
There's nothing.
Not to bum you guys out, but...
oh, we're talking real life here. Vegas is... feeling it. MGM laid off how many people and are not going to pay them. Yeah. They have to go get unemployment.
Cool.
It's crazy. It's crazy times. And if we get quarantined, we might just rate a million shows.
Yeah, we'll just watch a bunch of classic shows.
And
I'll show April some Rick Rude matches.
Wow. I think I have the network until past WrestleMania.
Yeah. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Good job.
So, yeah, the overall SmackDown on TV with no people show is a B.
Yeah.
Elimination Chamber.
I feel like it's unfair to.
What would you rate? What would you rate?
Elimination Chamber was a D. For damn, look at those balls.
Damn, look at those balls.
Hey, can you be careful? Say okay. Oliver's taking bumps. There you go.
You didn't even lay it flat for him. Yeah.
He wants to be cushy.
Well, it would still... Okay.
April, you got anything?
No, I don't have anything else. This is going to be crazy weird. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see next week and see Raw 316 tomorrow.
Yeah. It's really weird going to watch Stone Cold cut a promo to no one.
Yeah. Yeah, so weird. So our reviews might just get pretty short.
Yeah, these shows might cut a little... If we're finding they're too short, we'll just watch some old shit.
Or we can actually review Raw and everything else.
I'm never going to watch Raw.
What are you talking about?
I refuse.
Okay.
I haven't watched the past 2 to 3 weeks of Raw. You go to school, I turn it off.
My dad was watching it last week.
I turned it on just for him because I knew he was coming. Mm. And I demand recaps from him.
So, because then he can be like, this is so ridiculous.
The ref's not doing anything.
Who would win if they actually wrestle each other? Yeah.
April's dad wants wrestlers to really fight.
And then he wants to know who would win. All right.
For April, for Steve, it's been the Freaking Center Podcast. Make sure to leave a review. 5 stars. Oh. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Freaking Culture. We're doing a giveaway right now, too. If you send an email to steve@frankenculture.com, we'll send you some free art.
Oliver is doing coffin drops right now.
Bye. Bye.